previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Markets this morning are jumpy and oil has shot up following Israel's series of attacks on Iran. The attacks targeted Iranian nuclear facilities, the country's missile program, as well as nuclear scientists and military leaders. Brent crude oil has surged over 8% to just under $75.50 per barrel, its biggest one-day gain in 5 years. Stock markets in East Asia are all down, Tokyo 1.3%, Hong Kong 0.7%, Sydney 0.4%. Investors are also selling off risk assets, Bitcoin down 3% to just under $104,300. The US dollar has firmed to 1.15 against the euro, and the rand's taking some pressure, down 1% to 17.96 to the dollar, 20.72 to the euro, 24.33 to sterling. Gold is up $40, 3,425. Platinum unchanged, 1,289. The Israeli attacks were in the very early hours of this morning, too early for the likes of the JSE, which hit yet another record closing high last evening. The all share at 97,029, the top 40 at 89,326, up 0.6 and 0.8% respectively. London's FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, the Dow ended up 0.2%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the NASDAQ up 0.2%. That will change. Futures for the S&P 500 are now down more than 2%. In other news this morning, there will be no strike at Transnet. A deal has been signed and agreed to by Transnet's two recognized trade unions, which will give employees a 6% pay rise for each of the next 3 years. This follows an arbitration process led by the CCMA. A Transnet statement says the agreement provides labor stability and will enable the company to focus on its immediate strategic priorities of improving operational and financial performance. Also helping Transnet, confirmation that the Department of Transport is considering granting further guarantees in addition to the 51 billion rand facility received last month. Business Day reports that Transnet's already gobbled up the 47 billion guarantee it received from National Treasury in December. Transnet has some 138 billion rand in debt, which chews much of the cash it generates. And finally, China plans to remove tariffs on all imports from almost all African countries. This was announced a day ago by President Xi Jinping and replaces an arrangement that gave duty-free access to those nations deemed the least developed. Commentators say this could be a blessing for African exporters like South Africa, which faced the loss of duty-free access to the U.S. markets under President Trump's tariffs. South Africa's top exports to China are minerals and commodities, and importantly for the Eastern Cape, citrus fruits, table grapes, apples, and macadamia nuts.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.